Today the church celebrates the feast of one of her greatest doctors, not a bishop, but a priest, St. Jerome. And St. Jerome, of course, is the one who was, he was born in Dalmatia. Some say of a Christian family, others not, but he was not baptized till he was about 18 years old. And some say that was a custom at the time. Of course, we know Constantine the Great was not baptized until about the year 330 by Pope Liberius. And of course, also St. Augustine's father was not baptized until his deathbed. So there were customs even then, just as there are customs today, that are pernicious and evil. Of course, one of those, which I find to be the most pernicious, is that of communion in the hand. It's licit, it's allowed, but it's evil, period. And I don't care what anybody says. But, and I know both Pope Benedict the 16th, who was my friend, and St. John Paul II, who was very much my friend, were against it. But yet they were weak. Saints make mistakes. Anyway, so St. Jerome was not converted until he was about 18 years old. But then what a change it enacted in him, this great gift of baptism that transforms the soul from an enemy of God to a friend of God, from a demon to a saint. Of course, it has to be followed, which he did. At first, he learned all he could, and he read and read and read the scriptures which were then available. And they were, of course, in some of it in Latin, but very poor Latin, Hebrew, Greek, and also some of the other Eastern languages in which they had been translated, this epistle or that. But it was at this time then that the Pope, the first Spanish pope, not the last, but the first, St. Damasus. I was listening to something today, and there's this man who says beautiful little biographies of the saints, but he can't pronounce anything. So he says, Damascus. It's not Damascus, it's Damasus. And it's not Damasus, it's Damasus. We have to learn things right. St. Damasus said, this is a mess. And of course, even in the Vatican, in the liturgy, they would have to read whatever version they had, and in different languages. I guess that's what's going on now, too. But anyway, St. Damasus told him, you're going to be my secretary. And second of all, you're going to take all the pieces of scripture that are available, and then you're going to combine it and translate it into proper Latin. And as a result, we get the Vulgate edition of the Bible, which is the only official edition of the Bible, of the Catholic Church. There have been recent translations, and also in Latin, but they're no good. St. Jerome's is the only one that's worth it. In the meantime, he was his secretary, but then he made friends with a widow and her daughter, St. Paula, and her daughter, St. Eustochium, and they thought about starting a monastery. She was very wealthy, and she was able to do so. But he told her, you need to get away from the gossips in Rome. Imagine, they were gossiping about him and her, even two great saints. That's how evil people are. And sometimes the clergy is more evil than anybody else. So be careful. So anyway, St. Paula and St. Eustochium went to Bethlehem, where in the meantime, St. Jerome had begun a monastery also for men. And at that point, he started to gather some of the great relics of our Lord and our Lady that were still available. Among them, the original crib of the baby Jesus, which is now in the confession of the Basilica of St. Mary Major, which is my favorite basilica, too. Not far from there is where the body of St. Jerome eventually was brought And as far as we know, he is not incorrupt, but he died around the year 340 or so. In the meantime, he became good friends, but very interesting friends, with St. Augustine. And for years I have been telling the people here, and I've asked, if you can find one, please get it for me. I've never asked for too many things. They exchanged many letters back and forth to each other, and the greatest insults in the church ever to be written, and of course in Latin, were the letters of St. Augustine to St. Jerome and St. Jerome to St. Augustine. And I have never been able to get a copy of that volume, which I would love to have, preferably in Latin, but it doesn't have to be. So if you want to learn how to insult somebody without committing a sin, go to St. Jerome, and he will teach you. St. Augustine, too. But St. Jerome was, literally speaking, a better writer and so forth than St. Augustine, as much as he did and is responsible for. So they became very close friends, but insulted each other all the time, but died in the grace of God. And of course, St. Augustine died before St. Jerome. And they had to survive all kinds of persecutions of the pagans in northern Africa and so forth, and in the Holy Land. But they made it, and now they're both doctors of the church and great saints for our edification. So we owe to St. Jerome the sacred scriptures in Latin, which is the official edition, the Vulgate, from the word in Latin vulgus, which means common. Everybody, every day, marketplace talk. Because Latin was the vulgar language of the Roman Empire. The official and elegant language of the Roman Empire, believe it or not, was Greek. And the Vulgate is in Latin, not in Greek. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.